The Supreme Court has already heard or agreed to hear arguments in more than 60 cases this term. And in most of those cases, the Trump administration had already taken a position on behalf of the U.S. government. Will the Biden administration try to change those positions? NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports that the court does not normally look kindly on the government flip-flopping.
Even at the state Solicitor General's office, the Trump administration forced some seriously norm-busting behavior. So the incoming Solicitor General faces a situation far different from other SGs, as they're known for short. Neil Katyal was the acting Solicitor General for the opening months of the Obama administration.
When I came into the Justice Department and reviewed all the prior George W. Bush positions, we decided we were not going to switch in a single one of them, not one.
As Katyal observes, the Bush administration did not shrink from defending laws enacted by Congress, even laws that Republicans generally opposed. That's one of the traditional jobs of the SG. But the Trump administration did not adhere to that norm or a lot of others. Perhaps the most glaring example is a case currently before the court in which the Trump administration joined a challenge to the Affordable Care Act. Although the law had been upheld twice before, the SG asked the Supreme Court to strike it down in its entirety. The court has already heard arguments in the case, so the question for the Biden administration is, should it weigh in at this late date or let sleeping dogs lie? Case Western University law professor Jonathan Adler notes that because the Justice Department position in this case alone violated so many legal norms,
the case for informing the court that the Justice Department no longer stands behind those briefs, I think, is stronger than it would be in a lot of cases.
Katyal says he would go further, not only withdrawing the Trump administration brief, but filing a new one in its place. We never had to do that when we took over from the Bush administration, he says.
Because as much as we disagreed with some positions of the George W. Bush administration, they were reasonable and normal. And the ones of the Trump administration have been anything but.
Still, the Biden administration knows there will be lots of times in the future when it's trying to persuade a very conservative court to leave undisturbed its own policy positions. So the new administration doesn't want to start out by burning its bridges if it doesn't have to. There are ways to make the medicine go down more easily, observes former Bush administration Solicitor General Paul Clement.
I do think some of these cases are very specific to President Trump as opposed to just the presidency.
These cases range from lawsuits brought by Congress seeking information from Trump White House officials to a lawsuit brought by Trump critics after he barred them from his government Twitter account. Although the Trump administration filed briefs in all of these cases, appealing losses in the lower courts, the Supreme Court has not yet agreed to hear them. So the Biden administration could ask the court to dismiss them as moot because Trump is no longer president. Even the case testing Trump's decision to use Defense Department funds to build the border wall may disappear because President Biden has already reversed that executive order. But lots of other cases present sticky problems for a new administration seeking the court's goodwill, but at the same time viewing the existing Trump administration legal positions as unacceptable. Cases involving voting rights, an interpretation of the Medicaid law, and lots of immigration cases. Former Bush Solicitor General Clement says the best strategy for a new administration is to take the long view.
I would tell them to really think long and hard before changing their positions unnecessarily. That doesn't mean that they can't change their positions on issues that are absolutely central to them, but it shouldn't be something that they should do lightly.
Supreme Court advocates, from conservative to liberal, note that the Trump administration put an enormous amount of pressure on the court as an institution. And if the Biden administration is able to ease that pressure, the justices are likely to appreciate it. But that may not be so easy, observes University of Texas law professor Stephen Vladek.
It's going to be a real, I think, headache for, frankly, all involved.
A headache not just for the Solicitor General, but for the court, too. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.